Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Hear you. If you're talking to me, I can't hear you at all. I don't know if your microphone is on or off, but I would like to ask you a question. But I can't hear you. And I'll stay holding, and hopefully once you get things sorted out, then I can ask you a question that I have on my mind.
Seems like I had a bit of a technical issue. I'm hoping people can hear me now. I'm going to take the first caller to make sure my mic is working, and then I'm going to have to repeat everything I said in the first 3 minutes of the show. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. So who am I speaking to?
You're speaking with Donna.
This is Donna. I can barely hear you now, Donna. It feels like you've moved a little bit away from your microphone.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you today?
Not too bad. Like, just feeling kind of defeated today. I talked to you, like a couple of months ago, maybe, about a gentleman named Chris. About a gentleman named Chris.
Okay.
And
well, what can I do? What is it that's
Well, today I kind of pushed things with him, like, you know, I had him on one of my Facebook accounts, and he doesn't really communicate much with me. Like, he doesn't hardly respond, and so I kind of pushed and kind of tested things. Like, I deactivated the account that he was on, and I asked if we could connect on my other account, and he's, like, not responding, and he's not doing that, and he's not responding to me at all. And so I'm getting kind of, like, angry because I'm hurt, because I'm kind of getting tired of being constantly, I guess, rejected by him. And, like, I ask him to do something, he says no, and I'm thinking there's hope, because, you know, we do talk, but, you know, we did see each other last year, but he basically stopped it and then said, oh, well, you know, if you want to talk to me, you can come see me where I work. And so that's pretty much how it's been. And then in the meantime, he started seeing somebody else and didn't tell me about it. And which is fine. I mean, that's his own business. But he just kind of covered it up whenever I talked to him, and didn't. And he knew that I cared for him and wanted something with him, and he didn't tell me. So I don't know. I guess I'm just getting to a point where I'm kind of, like, frustrated and hurt and tired of being constantly rejected. And I guess just looking, I'm just trying to see if get him to force his hand, I guess. And, you know, he's not wanting to connect with me on Facebook, and I know that that's not everything, but I guess I'm just looking for indicators. And I don't know if you can see if there's still hope, because I basically just spoke my mind and told him off of what I thought of how he's been behaving the past 9 months. And I don't know if there's any hope now, or if I basically just totally pushed him away, or if it was warranted for me to do that with him, and if that would endear him to me. I know, like, I've been nice and understanding up until now, but I can only take so much.
Understood, and that makes sense, because you can only do so much, and he is who he is, and that's kind of always kind of what it looks like. You know, you can only want what a person can give you from them. You know, you can want more, but if that's not who they are, there's only so much we can do. And as I look at his face, you know, the care is there, the desire is there, the connection is there, but he's who he is. And so by taking a stand, that's perfectly fair. And I hope that I would have shared this with you when I spoke to you before. Like, it's all about what we choose to do. If you choose to take a stand and kind of change your desire, like, I love to be in this relationship, but I need it to be the way I want it to be, the outcome is going to switch in a direction that you may or may not want. And his situation is he's reacting to the stand that you took. You told him some things that he probably didn't sit well with him, and then you kind of forced his hand. And when you force somebody's hand, you kind of get where they, what they give to you. And his position is kind of, I see a little child kind of having a tantrum, and that's the space that he's in. So where you are right now is, are you willing to compromise what you need in a relationship? And if he's not giving you what you need by taking a stand, you've seen, who and what he is. And that's what you've allowed him to reveal. He's not evolved as far as you'd like him to. He still has some things to grow. And he still has some things he's got to fix. So, is there hope? Well, yeah, there's hope. But you've kind of set a path here where you've told him what you're not going to put up with. So if you allow it to come back to what it is, you're going to communicate to him that you are going to put up with that stuff. So now you have to decide what it is that you want. Does that make sense?
Yeah, does me telling them that, will that actually make him step forward and want to be something different, or have I totally pushed him away by saying these things?
You can't change who he is, Donna. That's something that you have to get, is you can't change who he is. You can only hope that as you guys grow together, he will adjust and compromise, because that's what a relationship is, it's compromise. But what you've done is you've kind of said, I need you to stop doing this and I need you to behave this way. So now he's in a space where if that's what you want, then maybe we just don't need to be together. So he's going to be in that space for a while. There is the opportunity for this to fix, for him to soften this place that he's in, but you got to get this is who he is. And if you want him based on these things changing, then you need to think about what it is that you want, because he doesn't have it in him to make the change as fast as you want him to make the change. And he's not going to make the change because you told him to. If anything, he's going to go, this is who I am. So you've kind of took a stand, which is fine. So now you got to ask yourself what you truly want. If he's what you want in this moment, that's great. But if he's got to change some critical things that are pitiful to who he is as an individual, then you got to think about, is he actually the one that you want? Just because it makes you feel a certain way.
I don't want him to change. I just am angry with how he had behaved in the past, and I'm just kind of telling him that I'm angry. So I guess I'm just wondering if with me kind of like telling him how angry he's made me from the past, is there still hope with him if I still want him the way that he is, or have I just completely ruined it?
Well, you haven't. There's going to be time. You guys are going to. There's going to be a silent time. There will definitely be a silent time. I'm not seeing that it's ruined, but I'm also not seeing that this is actually what you want at this point. Because you're talking about the past. You keep telling me the past, but I'm also feeling that there's stuff in what he's doing now. It's not just about the past. It's about who he is right now that he needs to look at to make some adjustments for you. And what you've done is you've kind of put it in his face, and he's deciding whether he wants to make those adjustments. So it's not ruined, but it's definitely there's a pause, because I keep getting there's a pause. So you have to think about what you want, because you made what you spoke was your truth. You need to acknowledge that. What you spoke was your truth. Hear yourself. What you spoke was the truth about what you value and what you feel you're worthy of in a connection with someone as a potential mate. So the question you need to ask yourself is,
Do you have timing?
No, timing's difficult to see, because of the space that he's in. He is like a little child having a tantrum. You said some strong things to him. So he needs to process that. So timing, it could be months, it could be a year. He has to process what you said, and he's like mad himself. You said you made him angry. Your words were direct and were true. And it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, so you don't any sort of coming together with him at all?
Not right now. He needs time to process all this stuff and to look at all this stuff. He needs time, and right now he's in a space of, well, fine, you know, if that's what you feel. He's in that space. So he's got to get out of that space. And if you try to kind of force it, he's just going to push away. So right now what you need to do is give him space. If you give him space and time, it feels like it could come back together. But I keep seeing now yourself, like, you really have changed what you feel you're worthy of. And I would like to see you spend some time with that with yourself. And I don't know if that's what you want to hear, but that's what I see. And it's just based, you know, he's emotional, you're emotional. You know, you guys both need some time right now. Okay.
Yeah, there's got to be some reason why he's emotional and that things, like, you know, I mean, if someone's indifferent, that means they don't really care. So if he's emotional, that means, like, my opinion matters to him.
It does matter to him, but your opinion that you gave him was a really strong opinion. And so now he's got to process it. And your opinion was strong, so there's no reason for you to take it back. You need to let him process that, and then you need to process how you feel. Talk to yourself as if you were talking to your best friend and what your best friend is worthy of, because the words that you spoke were the words of truth about what you're worthy of and what you deserve. And so I would hesitate to try to tell you to find some fix in it. I would be more interested in seeing you kind of work on what it is that gave you cause to express this, the things that made, that whatever it was that happened, because it feels like some things were pent up and they kind of bubbled up and gave you cause for this to happen. Look at that stuff and give yourself some energy to work on yourself. Love yourself for a minute, and it feels like you've kind of made a decision deep at the soul level. You've made a decision here to focus on what you need. And what I see is I see that this opportunity is not closed, but I also see another opportunity if you're open to receiving, because your soul is kind of saying, I need somebody that's going to give me everything I need now. And that's the opportunity that's presented itself. So this the next step is on you and how much time you're willing to give yourself to either wait or heal yourself and allow whatever the next step is, whether it's him coming back or you finding another opportunity. Because you're taking a stand right now, and taking a stand is not a bad thing.
So I want him to come back. I'm hurt because I feel like I'm being constantly rejected because I've asked to do things and I'm tired. You know, like I asked, you know, for him to, like, I, you know,
so
the holiday.
I'm gonna ask you a question. Okay. And it's really simple, because you made a couple of really great statements. You said, I want him to come back, and that's awesome. But you also said, but I got tired, and then you started talking about the things that you were tired of. So it's like, I want him, but all these things are things that I'm tired of in our relationship together. So it's like, you deserve to be with someone who's going to give you more than the things that he was giving you. And when you put it to him, he got mad and offended and hurt, right? So one of the things that you need to do right now is make your conversations and the spiritual work and the connection work that you do about acknowledging how important it is that you accept what you are deserving of. And if what he's giving you is not what you're deserving of, then either A, he needs to change, which that's on him. He has to change. I can't make him change. You can't make him change. He has to A, change, or B, perhaps you have to decide that perhaps there's something else out there for you. Because you're taking a stand. You weren't taking this stand before. You're taking a stand now about what you're worthy of. And if his behavior is not what you're worthy of, is that what you deserve? And that's the work you're being asked to do right now. And as you do that, he's doing his work. And he can choose to do the work and come back, and it'll be great. But if he chooses not to do the work, that's something else that you got to think about. This time is for you because you've taken a stand. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, I'm taking a stand because I'm wanting him to, like, stop rejecting me, and I want him to come step forward. That's all.
Okay.
That's why.
But you're taking a stand because you deserve for him to do that. That's what I'm saying. So what you're seeing is you're seeing what you deserve and what you desire and what you want all about him, but he's not fulfilling that. It's like you have a role. You have a script here, and there's an actor that's supposed to play this role, and the ideal role is right there for you, but the actor that's shown up to play it is not skilled enough to play it. So he needs to do some work to play this role. But in the meantime, this is what you need. So you need to let him go so that he can get the skills that you need. And if he doesn't get the skills, is this the relationship you want for the rest of your life? And what you've said is no. And you got to acknowledge that. You have to acknowledge that. That you have said, I'm tired, like you want him back, but, and then there's things that you need him to stop doing. And if he can stop doing that, that's great. But he's right in the condition he's in right now, the person he is right now, he can't. So he's got to go fix himself. But what if he chooses not to do it?
I don't even think
what was
he
that?
Wants me. I don't think he wants me, you know?
What I'm seeing is he's happy the way he is right now. So it's not about him not wanting you. It's about him not wanting to change. But what he's hearing is that you don't want him the way he is, and he needs to go process that. So you have to, when you lay down the gauntlet for somebody and you make it clear, this is what I need, you've got to give them the opportunity to process that. Don't regret what you did. Acknowledge it, own it, and then allow it. Take on the opportunity to deal with yourself. Work on yourself. Work on the things that you need to work on to own the fact that you are deserving of someone that can provide the things that you're demanding of him.
I just want him in my life. That's all. It's just he's not in my, like, other than me seeing him where he works when I physically go to see where he's not. You know, like he's not communicate with me outside of work, or if he does, it's like very short time and it's me coming to seek him out. And, you know, so, like, I'm just wanting him to let me into his life, I guess. That's what I'm wanting. And that's what I'm afraid.
And he's not doing that right now, right? So what are you going to do?
No, he's. Sorry?
You can't make him. Because he's closed right now, so he's not doing that, right? You want him to do more, and he's not providing more. And so what you said was, I need this. This is what it looks like for me, and this is what I want. I want you to be this person. And right now, he's not prepared to be the person the way you want him to be the person. So you have to allow him to grow into that person, or you have to accept that he may not be able to. And if he's unable to, and that's what you want, you can either compromise and accept what the way he is, but you've decided you don't want to do that. And that's fine. That is perfectly fine. You deserve to be with someone who's going to give you everything you need in the way that you need it. You deserve that. And if that's him, that's awesome. But right now, who he is today, you're not getting everything that you need. Take your energy and take your focus and focus on yourself for a moment. While you said your piece, he's processing it. Now focus on what you need to focus on, which is you, so you can heal, so you can get, you know, focus on your empowerment and know that you are definitely deserving of what you're desiring in a relationship. And if he can allow spirit to come in and give him that so that he can give it to you, that's awesome. But Donna, if he can't, what are you going to do? Because you deserve all that stuff you're asking for. God will provide it to you. And if it's not him, they'll bring you somebody else. I know that you want him in your life. And right now you've said some things to him that he's got to process. He doesn't want to talk to you right now because he's got to process all this stuff. So you got to give him that space to do so. That's what happens when we take a stand. And you took a stand because you deserve to take a stand. So I would love to help you more with this. I do got to get on with the show. We've been talking for a while. I wanted to make sure I got you because we were having some problems there with technology. But I encourage you, you know, reach out to me at the website, at bellydancingmedium.com. You can go on my my prayer list, or I can kind of help you work through your soul energy so that you can get the focus where you need to focus. But you need to shift your energy from focusing on what he's got going on, and you need to focus on what you've got going on so that you can be in a space of accepting absolutely everything that you're deserving of. And if it's this guy, that's great. But what if it's not? Because he's unable to fulfill what you need him to fulfill.
I guess I'm upset because, like, he started seeing somebody else, right, in January. And he's telling me, like, oh, you know, like, I'm busy and tired. And he starts seeing somebody else. And that's what I'm angry about, because he's basically been, you know, not telling me about his involvement with this person.
Mm-hmm.
And said it was casual. And he, you know, and here I am, like, trying to be respectful to him. And he's just going out and doing, you know, he wants with someone else. And that's, I guess, what I'm angry about. And then he doesn't tell me about it, which, I mean, he doesn't have to tell me his business, but he knows that I want him, and he doesn't tell me, like, what he's doing, and so I'm thinking there's hope. And then he tells me recently, like, when I find out that, oh, he doesn't have feelings for this person, and he's going to break up with her, and, like, I don't even know why he even tells me that. So, I mean, that's why I'm angry, because he's like, he doesn't have to tell me his business, but when he knows that I care for him, you know, like, he could tell me something so that.
So it's important, again, it's important, Donna, that you are in a space where you are in complete acknowledgement of what you deserve. Because all the things that you've said to me are all about the things that he's done to make you mad, and you deserve to be mad. But at the same time, you say it like, I'm just mad because of this. You're mad because of how he related to you in this relationship, because you deserve to be treated better, and you have to heal around that stuff. And so you're being asked to take this time while he's processing the message that you delivered to him, and take your energy and put it on yourself. Heal yourself through this thing he put you through so that you can move forward from here. Because you want someone who's going to be in a relationship with you, that's going to treat you a certain way, that's going to not be seeing other people, that's going to engage with you openly in public, and that's going to see you when you want to see them, and you're going to see, you have all these things that you want out of a relationship that you deserve. And as you sit and look at that, he's not providing that, right? And so if he's not providing that, you need to step back and work on whether, A, it's okay that he's not providing it, if, as long as he doesn't tell you that what's going on, that's cool, or B, that you need someone that's going to provide you for that for you. Kind of the space that you're in. And I think as I look at the energy and I look at what I'm seeing, you know, your question being, you know, is there hope? There's hope, but this is who he is, and he's going to be like this until he evolves to the next level, and it might take him time to evolve to the next level. So even if you come together again, there's still going to be some of this stuff in the background because you are at a different level than he's at. And if it's okay with you, okay, that's cool, but I keep seeing that it's not okay with you, that this compromise is not a compromise that you want to make in a relationship.
I'm okay with him being at a different level. It's just, you know, he's basically not wanting to, you know, like, I asked him to, you know, like, I'm to friend me on another Facebook account, and he just refuses
to do
that.
You're saying it's okay for him to be at a different level. I'm okay with him being at a different level. I just don't need him to do these things. But those are the things that he does because he's at the level he's at. Right? So he needs to grow past. Yeah, he needs to grow past that level. When I work with clients, it's really hard. Love is tough. And the thing about love is you have to love unconditionally when you're with someone. You have to love them for who they are and all their little foibles and the things that make them who they are. And when you find a life partner, whether it's how they stir the coffee, whether they snore and they pick their teeth, all the things they do is what there is to love about them. There's no change. And when you find that person, there's none of this comes up for you. When you're with someone and you find a list of things that you need them to stop doing, they either need to grow because they're still growing, or we need to step back and wonder, is this the person that I really need to be with right now? Or do I need to kind of finish working on my stuff until the right person comes? And that's kind of the position that your soul, your spirit, your higher self has put you in. So think about that. And I know this may not be what you want to hear, but remember, you took the stand for you. You took a stand right now. And your stand is, I'm not going to take this, like that movie Network. I am mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. You took the stand. He didn't take the stand. Somebody outside your space didn't take the stand. You took the stand. And because you took the stand, you acknowledged what you're worthy of. You acknowledge that you're worthy of more. Honor that and work with yourself to grow yourself and heal yourself so that your whole body, mind, and spirit can see what you're worthy of. And if he comes back to the table, when it looks like, you guys, the connection's not gone, if he comes back to the table and he's the same, you may not want him anymore because he can't provide you what you want in the way that you want it, because you've decided, I'm done. I need more. If he doesn't have more to give, then...
Well, as I said, like, he could see another woman, but he couldn't see
me. Different. That's different. You're talking about the physical ability to engage energetically versus the spiritual ability to engage with passion and love. That's different. So he doesn't, all he's doing is just being a guy and playing, but you're wanting someone to, you're assigning the love energy to his energy to just run around, right? And this person is just he's just playing because that's who he is right now. That's just the space, is by a very immature energy, and that's who he is. But having said that, it doesn't matter really if you think about it, because he's just communicated to you that he's just not ready and he's got to grow, and you communicated to him that I don't want to do that right now. I need somebody that can do these things. Sit in that space for a bit. Sit in the space of what you deserve. Spend time working on what you deserve and knowing what you deserve. That's where you need to be right now. Talking to yourself, journaling, and meditating and doing the work around what you deserve. And you'll find that over time, the anger will start to release, and you'll start to see more clearly why this all happened and why your spirit said enough. And if he comes back to you and you're willing to take him back, then go forth and be fruitful. But just know where he's in right now, the space that he's in right now, is not enough for you. It's not enough for you.
I guess I'm just wondering whether he's going to come back at all, or if that's it.
I don't have any other way to explain that to you. I need you to breathe and work with yourself. I'm not hearing that he's not going to come back, but it's going to be the same. If he came back tomorrow, it's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exactly the same. So you would have to compromise what you want, is what you would have to do. Is that what you want to do?
I do. I care for him, you know. Like, there's a connection there with him and I, and I care
understand.
For him.
I understand there's a connection, but he's not fulfilling for you. So it's not, if you hadn't said anything,
he
wouldn't even be. Was
he
that?
Is. He's just letting me, he said he is, but he's just not letting me into his life. Like,
that's
let
what
this
I'm saying.
Other woman into his life, but he won't let me into his life.
So Donna, I would love to work with you on this. This is like something that you really need to have some deep work on what you deserve done, so that you can really see from the deepest level of your being what's the most important thing for you. And if you come out of this and accept that I'm going to take him no matter what it does for me, what I get out of it, if that's the choice you make, that's fine.
No, that's how I'm
feeling
right now.
But at least that's how you feel right now, because that, right. So doing the work on your body, mind, spirit, doing all that work to get to that deep soul journey transformation, as I like to call it, is part of your process that you need to go around love for you so that you can truly know that what you did was okay and that what you deserve is double okay and that right now who he is, it's not okay. Because it's not working for you. And the reasons why it's not working for is what you need to connect to. So if you want to reach out to me, you can come to my website, bellydancingmedium.com. I would love to work with you. But I got to do the rest of the show because I have some information.
Sure.
I got to repeat because apparently my microphone wasn't working, so I got to repeat the message at the beginning. But I care about you, and I want you to be okay, and I want you to be able to get through this. But because you deserve it, I'm like, you know, what I'm seeing is that you took a stand about what you deserve, and I need to find a way to help you get in a space where you can be in that space and acknowledge it and own it, because you deserve to be with someone that's going to honor you, cherish you, treat you with love and respect, and treat you like a queen and a goddess, not someone that's just going to be there just because you have a connection. Because you have a connection with a lot of people. You just haven't allowed those connections to come through.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. So
thank you. I appreciate
please reach
your
out
story.
To me.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. Have a fantastic evening. Take a deep breath.
Yeah, you too.
Treat yourself with some love. Do something wonderful and loving for yourself tonight, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Good night. Thank you. Good night. It's really, really hard, and I apologize to everyone. I was talking away. I had a really great message for you guys, and apparently the mic wasn't working, so I'm really sorry. So I'm just going to repeat a little bit of stuff I said at the beginning and introducing myself. But I'm Angel, the Belly Dancing Medium. Thank you for listening to my show. And it is the last Wednesday of the month, and it has been a crazy month for a lot of people. But we're jumping straight into the summertime now, going into July, and I've got a lot of really fun things coming up for the next month because next month is my birthday month. And I want to talk about my process, what I call my soul journey transformation. And the soul journey transformation is really about the transformation of the life, taking hold of what you truly want in all areas of your life. And the thing I like to say is, you know, calm your mind, revive your body, and ignite your soul. Letting your system, your energy systems, take you where you want to go. And I think it's appropriate that our first call tonight was someone who was talking about love. We get caught up in the love story a lot, especially when we're in search of our love partner, our life partner. It can be trying, and it can be challenging, and it can be a struggle. And the whole concept of being in spirit, being focused, you know, body, mind, and spirit, and being in a space of grounding, positivity, and focus in all the three elements of your life, mentally, physically, and spirit, that is what it constitutes being in the process of what I call the soul journey transformation. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Miranda. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Miranda. You're welcome. How are you doing tonight, Miranda?
I'm doing well. And so I had a question regarding a potential move. I put the intention out for a new home that I'll just fall in love with. And, but, you know, there are some challenges. A lot of the homes around here are very pricey. And I'm just wondering, you know, what the universe has in terms of this coming to fruition. Like, is it going to happen anytime soon, or do I have to wait? And I would really love to be close to where I am. Yeah.
You say the homes are pricey. You must live in the Bay Area like I do.
I do. Yes. You're absolutely right. So, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess it's a lottery to buy a home.
I want to stay. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just unreal. But I, you know, I want to stay close to where I am if possible. I'm just wondering what you pick up.
So the first thing I would say, Miranda, is I do see the move coming through that you're looking for. I see that things are coming to you. You've got That's really interesting. So I got two hits for you. One of it is your guardian angel standing next to you on one side, and I got Joan of Arc standing with you on the other side. And the thing about Joan of Arc's energy when she comes in is she comes in to speak to triumph, because you suffer and you do all the things and you give of yourself until you feel depleted or burned at the stake, as she was, and then you triumph because you go to paradise in the end. And there's triumph coming to you because all the things are coming to support you going to the next level, because you've given all of yourself to absolutely everyone at this point in time. Does that make sense?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I'm always trying to help others, yeah.
And so now everything that's coming to you is coming to you kind of like as a reward for the work that you have done and the work that you have given. So it's going to be very miraculous when it comes to pass. Time is difficult to pinpoint. People always want a time, and so I always kind of look and say, is there a time? And I keep hearing 2017 transition in 2018. So in the next year or so, you'll find yourself in a spot where you're going to be where you want to be. And I see you closer to the water than you are, and I see more more mountainous closer to the water. That's what I see. Some trees, not a lot of trees because you're by the water, and it's definitely in this area. So closer to the coast, and it's closer to the northern part of the state, so you're going up to the north. So I don't know what that means, if that means anything to you. But that's what I'm seeing, kind of north from wherever you are. I'm going to see if they have anything else for me. Stay positive. I keep getting stay positive. It's going to be a surprise. And it looks like the move is going to coincide with a career change. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
So you're going to make a change and you're going to move. I see boxes being packed, and I see you moving, and I keep seeing water. So it doesn't look like a beach, but it does look like there's water and there's some mountains and some trees, but not a lot of trees. So I'm not seeing you like in the Sierra. So I see you around trees. So that's what I'm seeing. So the answer to the question is yes. The stress level will lift, and you're going to come into I don't know if that's an inheritance. I don't know what that is, but you're going to come into something that's going to help you get into this this situation that you're looking for. Does that make sense?
I don't have any rich relatives, so
I saw somebody handing you. Somebody's handing you gold. And usually when I see somebody, I see a hand from spirit coming in and lifting and dropping off gold. It's usually a blessing. A financial blessing, and it can sometimes be an inheritance. So that's what I'm seeing. So it might be a lawsuit. I don't know if you've got something going on, but I just see a hand coming down and dropping off, little gold doubloons. So that's how they're showing it to me.
I don't have any water near me. It could be that maybe near San Francisco. I don't know.
I don't see the coast. Beach, but I do see some mountains. So as you go north, I'm not seeing where you're at, but I'm seeing past the bridge. There's a bridge.
I'm like near the Mountain View area.
No, it's far north. It's north, more north than that. It's more north than that. And I see it by the water, and I don't see it like I'm not seeing you in the Sierras. There is some water there. If you think about it, there's water there because the bay comes in. There's definitely water in the area, and I don't see you with like trees everywhere, and I don't see a beachfront. So this is just some water, and I'm even asking, is it like a little waterfall? So no, there's actually water. So you're being asked to look. Oh gosh, is that Burlingame? I don't know what that is. There's water by the airport there.
By the airport.
Yeah, there's water by the airport right there. So
maybe around there because I can't go too far. My husband's job is around here.
That's what I'm seeing. So I want you to let me know how that goes, because that's kind of cool. That feels like it's kind of cool. And it's a lot closer than you think. So the reward of the work is coming through. Okay, Miranda?
Sounds so good. Thank you so much, Angel.
You're welcome. God bless you. Have a fantastic evening.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye. It's always hard when you get started when you have technical difficulties, but that is about how the month of June has gone for most people. So I'm going to invite you to come like my Facebook page. I've been on this journey all month to get more likes for my Facebook page because one of my friends tells me I have a lot of listeners and I have a lot of people that engage with me, but nobody likes my Facebook page. So if you guys could take a moment to go over to my website, bellydancingmedium.com, find my Facebook page, like it so that my friend can stop harassing me about my Facebook page. That would be really super awesome. And aside from just liking my Facebook page, you will get my daily messages. I have messages of inspiration that I put out there for you. I have quotes and things that I share just to keep people focused, and I let people know what's going on all the time. I want to talk about the energy centers real quick. We're all familiar about the chakras. We also have physical, emotional, mental, and ethereal energy centers that we work on that are part of this conversation around grounding and transforming your life. I will go back to the caller that called earlier and just talk about this love topic again. It is so important that when you're working on transforming your life, that you really come to terms to that connection in yourself that speaks to what you're worthy of. And sometimes when we come to understand what we're worthy of, the person that we're looking across at that we thought we wanted may not be the person that we truly need to be with. I want to are supposed to be with. And they truly need and deserve to be with. And that's something that can be hard if we really believe that this person is the person that we want because we have a connection, right? And so that's something that I really want to make sure that I speak to. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Keisha. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Keisha. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
What's going on, Keisha?
I was wondering, do you see me getting a job soon?
Job? The month of July. So see if the month of July is the job prosperous month for you. It's a good month with the 7 in it. I'm getting a real positive hit for you that you've got a lot of influence from the heavens coming in, both from the divine energy, but you also got the mother energy coming to you, the nurturing energy, Mary energy coming to you. So absolutely yes. Now I'm looking for a day. I keep seeing 17. So I don't know, it feels like there's a connection that's coming to you that you've already connected to. Whether you've sent out a resume, it looks like it might be a second interview or a connection that someone's supposed to get back to you, that's going to be coming through and that's what's going to come to fruition for you for a
job.
Oh,
really? But that's not a job. That's an opportunity.
An opportunity. Ooh,
oh,
okay.
Really?
So let's look at that. Okay.
I mean, no, it's not. Because
they're
supposed to get back to me. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, keep saying. That's okay. No, you're excited. I'm excited. So I just want to make sure I'm giving you the right one. This is going to be a commitment. I'm seeing the commitment. So when I want to get a really hard confirmation, I pull my cards out to pull it out. And the card that I came out was a commitment card, which means that this is going to turn into a commitment, which is in the relationship. And the relationship you're looking for is a job. So, yes. This is not going to be an opportunity. This is going to be a job. So this is somebody coming back to you that you have reached out to. It feels like you've connected with them before.
Okay, so this place, because I've been working on this thing, and it does require a commitment before they can go further and offer me like a part-time job while I know, do whatever I have to do. And hopefully that's what you're talking about, because, yes, that's exactly what I've been waiting for.
Well, this is the one you want, and the child energy is coming to you on this. So it's something with creation, something that you want to create with. So this is like a thing, it's like a dream. This is coming to fruition for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I hope I finish it this time. Once I finish it, it would be a dream come true. Yes, it would.
Yeah.
Yes.
So finish it. So first things first, finish it.
Yes.
Do that. do that and know that, you know, this has been a learning experience for you. This has been a lesson for you coming to this point. And the lesson is
all types of lessons. Yes.
All the lessons.
The board lessons.
Yep. But your reward for learning the lessons and applying the lessons, the reward is that it's going to happen. You've waited, you waited, you waited, you waited, and it's going to happen. So don't stress so hard. Don't stress so hard, all right?
Okay.
Give yourself the time. Give yourself the time to allow this to come to pass. And be prepared. Do the work that you need to do to get the stuff that you need. Do the work, all the stuff that you need to do. Get that calming, grounded space so that you can answer the questions. You can do this. You can be who you are, because who you are is what they want. And be confident. Oh, my God, I keep getting that. Be confident. Okay?
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. All right,
Tisha.
All right. God bless
you.
So I want to know how it goes, okay?
I definitely will keep in touch with you. All right. You have a good night.
Right. You too. Goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Awesome thoughts. Awesome thoughts. So once again, if you have a moment before you leave the show, please do like my program so that we can get higher up in the ratings, so that I can get more visibility amongst the listeners. Join my mailing list. I have a really great book that talks about the four keys to transforming and igniting your life that I would love to share with you. And I also have the transformational ring that I have just launched. And what my transformational ring is it's a subscription for $19 a month. I give the group a reading. I have calls through the month. I do webinars through the month. I have files that I upload for our members to download, that whether they are lectures, whether they are meditations. And you have access to me if you have quick questions. You can ask email questions. There's a lot of fun things that we do to work together. But what I really am passionate about, my friends, is really helping all the people I connect with fulfill their desires and dreams through getting in the space where your life opens up for you in all areas, whether it's that love connection you're looking for, whether it's that job you're looking for, whether it's the new living space you're looking for. All of us deserve to get all the things that we desire in this life. That is what the divine wants for us. The challenging part is we have to kind of get all our stuff together in order to be ready for that desire and the thing that we want. And part of getting the stuff together is releasing all the icky things that we may hold on to, releasing the things that are standing in our way. And through this process of soul journey transformation, you are really setting yourself up to move forward with your calm mind, your revived body, and your soul ignited and on fire to fulfill your dreams. I'm going to take my next caller here. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. It's Kathy. How are you?
I'm great,
and
Kathy. How are you tonight?
I'm good. I spoke to you like 2 weeks ago.
Yes. Yes. How's it going?
Not good. I'm still at the same place I was. And I responded on your email and sent you a heartfelt thank you. So I don't know if you saw it, but I hope you did.
I did see it, added you to the mailing list, and I apologize. It's hard for me to get back to people when I got lots of things going on. I had some things happen when I was traveling and such. So talk to me about what's going on.
I totally appreciated that call. in the same place, though. The attorneys haven't did a counteroffer because they're still stuck on the lowball offer, and I'm like, no. So, and they're not being persistent, a bulldozer. I just don't understand. So, the original was like at 60. They offered me 20, and I can't sue the contractors. I'm like, absolutely not. I've said 40, they say no. So I don't know what to do to get this closed. This has been going on for 10 months, and I'm so frustrated. I don't know what to do with myself. So can you just tell me what you see, anything that you can see to help me, advise me, because I don't know how to handle this.
Well, All the energies that come to you are all very positive. You've got Archangel Michael is there, your guardian angel is there, and Jesus is there. Everybody's there, and everything that I get is that the outcome is going to be something that you're going to be that's going to benefit you and be very positive for you. They just don't want to do it, so you have to allow this process to go through. 10 months feels like a long time. I know, but it's not. It's not going to be something that you're going to be regretful of when it's done. What you're being asked to hear is that they are willing to settle. What you're asked to hear is that they're not saying we're not giving you anything. So see be optimistic about that, and know that the things are going to come together. I keep hearing three. You don't have that much time left in this process. It will come. It will close soon. I'm just not clear if that's 3 days, 3 weeks, or 3 months. So I'm trying to see, you know, time is hard, especially when there's lawyers involved. So, you know, lawyers are like the weird the red herring in every situation because it changes everything. But, you know, I'm even pulling a couple cards here on my little angel deck to see if I can get anything. And I keep getting the same three cards that keep coming up. And so it's just a positive outcome is what I see. Archangel Michael is someone you need to lean on because you've got lots of kind of negativity around you because of the state of your space that you're trying to clear, and then your trust is kind of shattered. So if you get your trust to kind of calm a little bit and get Archangel Michael's energy in there with you to ease, you know, your temperance, you'll have the strength to get through this. Faith is your big lesson right now, and I know that doesn't feel like it's enough. But when this is over, you're not going to feel the stress and the angst that you have, and you'll finally be able to walk away. So, in the messages that I was giving earlier about how you need to focus for you, it's really about keeping that emotional and that mental energy process for you nice and grounded. Knowing that it's almost over, and it's not almost over in that drastic way. It is almost over.
I cannot wait to be able to have a private reading with you when I can afford it. But when I say the lawsuit was my house, I've been displaced. I had my pipes bust in December 31st, 15, and I've been just in chaos. In addition to my house is borderline might lose, I don't have a job, and my health is bad. Mm-hmm. So I have a whammy on top of a whammy on top of a whammy, and it's just like I'm exhausted. And you were so right that this has been – I'm to the point, is all going to work out, or there's no more I can do. I have bust my butt trying to handle – I say I have a full-time job.
But this is what I want you to do. I want you to send me an email, you know, right there on my website. And what I can do for you is I'm gonna reach out to you. I'm gonna find some time over the course of the next week in my schedule, and I'm gonna reach out to you, and we're gonna do some energy work so we can clear your space for you. And that's my gift to you, because I need you to get out of this space so that you can allow this to come to you. I will do that for you. I need you not to allow this to take you down. I want to be a support service for you so that you can do that. Will you do that for me?
I will send you another email, and thank you so much. And like I said, my email last weekend, I'm about to cry again. You were so perfect 2 weeks ago. I'm telling you, it was just like when you said 7 years of chaos, I was just like, I've never said that to her at all. She is just, and it just all clicked for me that everything's just going to be all right, almost. That's literally.
It will. It will. We just need to get you in a space where you can allow it to come to pass. And if I can help you do that, then I've completed what I need to do, and I'm happy to do that for you. But I have to end the show now, so I need you to send me a note, only because I get a lot of emails and I don't want to have to try to find you. I want you to send it to me so I can get right on it, and we'll find some time, and I will work with you. That I will
I'm on the site now. So
that's what I'm talking about.
I'm part of that is so grateful for you. But you have a wonderful night, and I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Because if
Thank
I can
you,
get better, I think I can do it, like you said. Thank you so
you
much.
Will. Thank you. Good night,
bye-bye.
Kathy. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Beautiful, beautiful. For those of you who are, there's not too many of you who are holding, I apologize once more for the technical difficulties. If I have not gotten through to you, send me a note, email me on my website, bellydancingmedium.com. I will answer one question for you if you're still holding. For the rest of you, thank you for listening. I so look forward to seeing you soon and chatting with you soon. I will talk to you after next week. I am taking July 4th week off to celebrate the holiday with my husband. So for the rest of you, I will see you in 2 weeks. I look forward to talking to you then. God bless you. And as I say every time, ignite your life today so that you can evolve it tomorrow. Good night.